New York's same-sex marriage bill needs one more Republican vote to pass the state Senate and become law. Republican Senator Roy McDonald of Rensselaer and Saratoga counties confirmed that he'll support the bill that Governor Cuomo introduced today. That means the legislation has 31 votes in the Senate. It needs 32 to pass. The Assembly has already committed to supporting Cuomo's bill. With us now is WNYC's Elsa Chang, who's in Albany with scores of lobbyists, pro and con. Hi, Elsa.
Hi there.
McDonald, like fellow Republican James Alesi, who announced his support yesterday, voted against a same-sex marriage bill in 2009. What changed McDonald's mind?
Well, today he made very short remarks, but he basically said that he changed his vote because he's trying to be a, quote, compassionate person. He talked about it being the right thing to do right now. And it's interesting that he said that because I've been speaking with lobbyists against gay marriage all throughout today and spoke earlier with Reverend Jason McGuire, who's the executive director of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. He says the conversation he's been having in the last day or two has not been about whether gay marriage is right or wrong. Instead, the conversations have been mainly about two things. Number one, senators are worried that gay marriage could hurt their chances at re-election. And number two, they're specifically worried about language in the bill that allows for religious exemptions. Senators, especially Greg Ball in Putnam County, he's a Republican, a lot of people are watching, wanted to make sure that there were enough carve-outs for religious institutions that did not want to perform same-sex marriages, did not want to rent out facility space to couples who want to get married on their premises. And Ball especially said he didn't want to force adoption services run by religious institutions to be forced to grant adoptions to gay couples.
And from what I know and have been reporting about Governor Cuomo's bill, it sounds like he allowed some of those exemptions. Tell me more about his bill.
It's important to remember the bill only applies to civil marriages, and the bill also allows religious institutions and benevolent organizations such as the Knights of Columbus to be free to choose whether or not they perform same-sex marriages or even make their facilities available to gay couples interested in getting married on their premises. But there's a real question as to whether that provides anything current New York state law doesn't already provide. Right now, you can't discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation in New York in the use of public or commercial space, but there's already an exemption for religious institutions. And Greg Ball, again, of Putnam County, has already been quoted in reports since the bill's release this afternoon that he wishes the religious carve-outs in the bill were even stronger. And Ball has said that it's the language that's going to determine his vote. If the language is not strong enough, he is a no vote against same-sex marriage.
And do you know about adoption services, if the bill contains a carve-out for that, which is something Ball wanted?
That's something that I have to look more closely in the bill. It's not my understanding that it would go at that aggressively as to allow an exemption for adoption services.
So, Elsa, do you think we could very likely see gay marriage legalized in New York in the next couple of days?
It could be the case. The GOP is going to conference it tomorrow morning, and if the bill comes with a message of necessity, there could be a vote on it right away, and we may not even have to wait until the end of the week. It's a real momentum change from 2009, when we saw ourselves watching the bill hit the floor for a vote. Senator Tom Duane, who was one of the leading architects for the 2009 effort to pass gay marriage, had been telling reporters and other people for days that he had the votes to make the legislation pass. But at the final hour, the bill failed 38-24. I had the chance to actually speak with Duane for about an hour today about what made 2009 so different from this year. And the main factor, he said, first of all, is Cuomo. Huge factor. He just has more clout and influence than Patterson ever did. Patterson, former governor, was a huge proponent of gay marriage, but there was a lot of anger against him in the Senate in 2009. Patterson, if you'll remember, kept calling legislators back into session. And there was this tug of war where his frustrated senators, you know, they just had to keep on returning to Albany. They wanted to be at home with their families. Here's how Duane put it at the time working in that Senate.
You know, the legislature at that time had a bad relationship with then Governor Patterson. There was some resentment. The budget kept getting passed by continuing resolutions, which made senators angry.
Meanwhile, Cuomo has a much, I guess, healthier relationship with the current Senate. Duane credits him with having just the charm and the connections to be able to personally persuade senators to vote yes on an issue that he said was a very early priority for him right when he assumed office.
WNYC's Elsa Chang live with us from Albany. Thanks so much for the update.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.